with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Lawmakers from both parties are demanding answers about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's decision to undergo prostate cancer surgery that kept him out of contact with the president for 5 days. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton calls the situation
a shocking breakdown in communications in the chain of command.
Especially, Cotton says, given Secretary Austin's vital role in national security.
He's the key link between the civilian commander-in-chief and the uniformed military.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network Austin is also in the nuclear chain of command, and that his absence came even as the U.S. faces growing threats from Russia, China, and Iran-backed Houthi rebels. Bob Agnew reporting.
Donald Trump was in a D.C. court today as a federal appeals panel of judges expressed skepticism that the former president was immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election.
After the hearing, Donald Trump pressed his case that he was fighting voter fraud.
A president has to have immunity.
In court, Trump's lawyer John Sauer argued,
to authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
But there was skepticism about those arguments from the panel of three federal appeals court judges, which includes Judge Karen Henderson.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
It's unclear when the judges will make a decision. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. and Chinese military officers have resumed talks that were frozen after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in 2022. It's a development U.S. officials have said is key to keeping the two great powers from turning into direct conflict. This is SRN News. 2023 was a big year for the ultra-popular YouVersion Bible app, with a surge in the number of people downloading it. And a lot of that increase came from around the globe.
The use in Africa, people using it daily, is up almost 100% year over year. And in Kenya specifically, 225%. Yeah, we're seeing just these trends happen in Latin America as well. You know, all of Latin America for new devices are up 107% for the whole of Latin America year over year.
Bob Grunewald is CEO of YouVersion.
We're very encouraged because we see it growing globally. There's really no part of the world in terms of the bigger regions of the world that we saw a decrease. Everything's been up.
He says those numbers indicate that in troubled times, people are turning to the scriptures for wisdom and hope. The app is completely free. It's available in over 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. Hobbled by high interest rates, persistent inflation, slumping trade, and a diminished China, global economic growth will slow for a third consecutive year in 2024.
That's the forecast from the World Bank, which predicts the global economy will expand just 2.4% this year. That would be down from 2.6% growth in 2023, 3% in 2022, and a galloping 6.2% in 2021, which reflected the robust recovery from the pandemic recession. Heightened global tension arising from Israel's war with Hamas and the conflict in Ukraine pose the risk of even weaker growth, according to the World Bank. Rich Thomason reporting.
World Bank officials also express worry that deeply indebted poor countries cannot afford to make necessary investments to fight the continuing problem of poverty. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.